will receive the grand prize of a backstage experience with William Shatner himself from KGOA 10 News, Talk, and Traffic.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story, the president and a command decision on gun control.
Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad.
It was an emotional day for President Barack Obama as he laid out the details of an executive order that will expand background checks for gun buyers. Mr. Obama had to wipe away tears as he recounted the 2012 Newtown shooting that left 20 school children dead. And he's doing all of this without the approval of Congress.
We know we can't stop every act of violence, every act of evil in the world, but maybe we could try to stop one act of evil, one act of violence. So let me outline what we're going to be doing. Anybody in the business of selling firearms must get a license and conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions.
But it doesn't stop there. The president says more people are going to be hired to process applications faster, and there's going to be more done to help people with mental illnesses. Now, in Oakland tonight, guns and violence front and center before the city council as members consider a trio of gun safety measures. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is there.
Oakland City Council Vice Mayor Rebecca Kaplan, the author of this package of gun safety measures, says it will make it illegal for residents to possess large capacity magazine clips or store their guns in homes without locks. It will also require all guns left unattended in vehicles to be secured.
This law does not take away the right of legal gun owners to own their guns. It simply requires that people keep them secure.
The measure goes before the full council after receiving heavy criticism from residents who say it will do more to punish responsible gun owners, not criminals.
And now to the weather. Another wave of that El Nino is barreling towards Northern California at this hour. Forecasters are calling this a strong storm, not the moderate storm they had yesterday. And the morning commute is expected to bear the brunt of this storm. Will Pye is with the National Weather Service.
The next storm is going to be bringing moderate to locally heavy rains right around the commute hours tomorrow morning, and that should continue during the morning hours. After that, we're just going to have showers for the rest of Wednesday and into Thursday.
A high surf advisory has been extended until 6 o'clock tomorrow night for the Sonoma County coast down to the Monterey Bay. There's also a flash flood watch here in the Bay Area and a coastal flood advisory. A restraining order that would have stopped construction on a media village for Super Bowl 50 was denied in a Santa Clara County Superior Courtroom today. The Santa Clara Youth Soccer Park, which is owned by the city, is right next to Levi's Stadium, and the city cleared it for use by the NFL for the crush of media expected in the week leading up to Super Bowl 50 on February 7th.
A symbol of deceit, a symbol of poison, you know, evil.
The fate of ex-Chinatown gang leader Raymond Shrimpboy Chow is now in the hands of a federal jury. KGO 810 Scott Letiri on today's closing arguments.
Defense attorney Tony Serra ripped the prosecution's arguments and case, saying that, quote, they have utterly destroyed the good name of my client. They have destroyed the reputation of the Tongs, unquote. Sicko, psychopath, scumbags is how he characterized the government's witnesses who testified that Raymond Shrimpboy Chow was involved in criminal activity and sanctioned the murders of two rivals. Will you believe a talking snake?
What did you mean by that?
A snake, in the worst sense, hides in the weeds, disguises his presence, and then strikes.
Chow faces life in prison if convicted.
Well, parking in San Francisco is about to get more expensive. It's going to...
Love politics.
Not sure what politics and dating really go together.
The only thing I do recognize right now is a political fiasco here.
Political decision.
What are you doing? You don't know anything about politics.
Well, apparently you're more political than we thought.
I'm no cheap, crooked politician!
Gentlemen, affairs of state must take precedent over the affairs of state.
Boy, I did not go into politics to pimper you.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, it's been a big day at the White House and around the country and around the world. President Obama got quite emotional while talking about the victims of gun violence today, and he also lists his new gun control measures. And by the way, even though the right wing, yes, all of the political candidates and the GOP are saying he's overstepping his legal authority, President Obama says his gun control measures are within his legal authority.
I have just received back a report from Attorney General Lynch. Director Comey, as well as Deputy Director Brandon, about some of the ideas and initiatives that they think can make a difference. And The good news is that these are not only recommendations that are well within my legal authority and the executive branch, but they're also ones that the overwhelming majority of the American people, including gun owners, support and believe in. The recommendations that are being made by my team here are ones that are entirely consistent with the Second Amendment and people's lawful right to bear arms.
His right or overstepping his bounds? 808-0810. John Lopercini joining us from the KGO Newsroom.
Yes, it was quite a day. President had to wipe tears away as he described the 20 school children killed in the 2012 Newtown shooting. And, you know, there's gridlock in Congress, and he decided it was time to make a move. Now, we've got joining us live tonight Gabe Vaughn. He's the owner of Sportsman Arms Gun Shop in Petaluma, and Gabe is admittedly a bit more open-minded than many gun shop owners when it comes to this kind of thing. Gabe, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, gentlemen.
So what are your thoughts?
Well, I've said it many times earlier today, and the more I watch it, you know, it's always the thing of, okay, so we're fine with this, but then what's next? Is there fine print? Is there something else that hasn't been said? As far as what the outline was today, I'm 100% behind it. People should have a background check to get a firearm. You know, I don't know very many people who are gun enthusiasts, collectors, hunters, whatnot, that ever have a problem with that.
Well, if you were watching this, Gabe, today, I'm sure you saw the NRA immediately jump all over it. Wayne LaPierre, I mean, he had a prepared commercial ready to fire, and as soon as the president stopped his press conference, it was running on Fox News, saying they're coming for our guns.
Yeah, and that's where the politics in this whole mess starts to ruin any sort of positive ground for both sides. You know, and I understand the NRA's point of view, because when it comes to firearms, it seems that if we give an inch, they take 50 miles, and we never receive any of that ground back.
Well, and we talked about that. We talked about that earlier, that is always the platform, that if we give a little bit, we're going to, you know, perhaps erode the Constitution, you know, the constitutional provision that allows the right to bear arms. So, I mean, you know, the concerns are, you know, probably justified. Do you feel a little bit better, though, that the president has had to step away from the gridlock in Congress and make this decision himself? Obviously, the devil's in the details. But does the president make you feel any better about this?
Not really. I mean, you know, I've said in the past, when he debated Mitt Romney for the last campaign, he actually said one of the only intelligent things when it came to firearms regulations was that, you know, in his hometown in Chicago, the guns that were on the streets killing people by scores were not assault weapons. They were not, you know, these things that were constantly shown on the TV. They were small, easily accessible throwaway firearms.
Oh, yeah. The gangbanger issue is horrific on the south side of Chicago. Yes.
Exactly. I was born in Illinois, and in my hometown of Paxton, everybody has a firearm, and there hasn't been a murder there in the history of the town. It's a whole different world. But it's just like in Oakland today. I was watching the news. There's a shooting in broad daylight. Neither guy that were shooting at each other got shot. An innocent woman got shot. And then I just heard on your program that some geniuses talking about banning high-capacity magazines in Oakland. Well, that's a novel idea, but it's been on the books for California for 15 years. So
that's interesting. That's interesting. By the way, this gentleman is a gun shop owner. I did not realize that's been on the book, so why is Oakland even talking about it?
You know what? There may be a small wrinkle that they can add to this. You know, there's, again, you've got to look at the political cachet that comes from doing this. Instead of someone saying, you've got violence, you've got too many guns, you've got a poor innocent woman who was caught in the crossfire today, what are you doing about it? Well, you know, right. It may be much ado about nothing. There may be some subtle differences in that, you know, allow them to pass this law in Oakland. But, you know, politicians have to, you know, they have to work pretty hard to make themselves look good over in Oakland. And, you know, what else are you going to do? They've got to do something.
Let me ask you this. What are you going to accomplish by setting forth a law that's already in place statewide?
Well, for a minute, you're going to look good.
Exactly. And that's always the key hot button is we have to get rid of assault weapons. Well, that's wonderful. They've been banned in California since 1994. The ban that lifted nationwide never lifted in California.
But should they? Do you agree as a gun shop owner that they should be banned nationwide? I mean, who needs an AR-15? Today, the NRA or some member of tried to deliver to Donald Trump because, of course, he said, they're coming to get your guns, just as we're building a wall. You know, he said that, you know, the president's coming to get your guns. And this gentleman who owns a gun shop tried to deliver an AR-15 to his rally in New York City. And, of course, he was not allowed to bring that into New York City. So that didn't work.
I can't bring it into New York.
Right.
No, I will not agree that people should not have an AR-15. It's been the number one selling gun for the last some odd crazy
years.
But
why does anybody need that gun? You know, these guys who were trying to bring in this AR-15, were saying, well, this is what we use to hunt coyotes and wolves with. Really?
Yeah, it's the number one ranch rifle, period. But where I start to have a problem with this, and again, it's always a hot button thing. Why do you need this? Why don't you need that? If I showed you a lever action Winchester 1894 chambered in 30-30,
right.
It's a fast repeating firearm, and it would blow the two of us in half if you put us back to back. And most people, if you looked at that firearm, you would salute it and say, "Now that's a good firearm. That's a cowboy gun. You know, I don't have a problem with that."
Right,
but they have a problem with the looks of the firearm. So if you say, why does anybody need that? Then you open that door again to, well, then why do you need this? Why do you need that? It's merely a different style of tool. And again, the amount of violence set forth with assault weapons is so low, it's staggering.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is
that why not focus on the cause of the issue and the mental health and the fact that we do not enforce what is already in place.
Well, you know,
and I see that every day with my law enforcement guys that come in that scream up and down that they'll catch a guy with a full-on 10-year felony assault weapon, and they will end up throwing that charge out so they can hit him with the assault charges, which maybe carry 2 years versus the 10-year sentence, so then they can look like they're being tough on crime.
Gabe, I've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to ask you, because I heard you, I think, earlier today, or perhaps it was another gun shop owner who said that there are times when my intuition tells me that I should not sell a gun to somebody. And, you know, usually when you go with one's gut instinct, you're usually right. I'll ask you about that in just a second. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Our unalienable right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara and from high schoolers at Columbine and from first graders in Newtown. First graders. And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day.
And I don't know about you, but you can't help but be moved by that. But I know that there are people on the other side. And Gabe, thank you very much for joining us. And he is the owner
of
Sportsman's Arms Gun Shop in Petaluma. And he's a gun shop owner. So I wonder what your response was. I mean, because it was so emotional, as John Libertini mentioned earlier, that was the first time a sitting president was in tears since Richard Nixon resigned. So powerful stuff.
Gabe, anybody should be, if when you think back to the horrificness of Newtown, anybody would be.
Well, you know, we had a situation here, and I covered this story in 1989. A guy walked onto a school playground, a schoolyard in Stockton, Cleveland Elementary, unloaded on a playground full of children with an AK-47 semi-automatic assault rifle, ended up killing five kids, wounding 30-some-odd others, including a teacher. And that was the beginning of the change in California with respect to assault rifles. Now, Gabe, this law, as the president described it in you know, very basic details, involves gun shop owners being more proactive. I'm not quite sure if it's more paperwork or whatever, but is this going to affect you at all, or is it something that's already in place here in California?
Not one bit. And in fact, if you are a dealer, you know that all of this is already commonplace. Background checks for everybody. And on top of that, you touched on it before the break, is that if you do have a bad feeling, you just don't sell to them.
Right. I heard you earlier today on KGO, or I think you were the gentleman who said, you know, my intuition sometimes says this person should not have a gun.
I mean, it could have been. I did a few earlier. I don't want to take away from somebody else that may have said that, but I have said it. I've said it till my ears bleed that you should. I mean, that goes with being a dealer, is to be responsible. And if you get a bad feeling, you just don't do it. But there are, the more that I started to look into what the president said, and again, I agree with the basics, the fundamentals. But what I'm also seeing is there's a lot of things, much like the folks in Oakland tonight that say we need to ban high cap magazines. Well, they're already banned. The fact is that you cannot sell X amount of firearms per year without being a dealer. That's already a law in the books with the ATF.
Okay, so you must get a license. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You must have a license. Then it requires a bound book that shows where the firearms go to and from. There are, and I can really only speak for California, all of these things are already in place.
Right, and the president wants you to be subjected to a background check, and as you mentioned, happening in California. But when we talk about the rest of America, and again, by the way, I give you a lot of credit because a lot of gun shop owners don't want to talk to the media or the public about these things, period. And you coming to the middle says a lot about your own character, and I so much appreciate the conversation. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, because I saw this...
Just real fast to touch on that, just to defend the other guys, is most of the time what we say is taken out of context, or they'll find one hot button thing that didn't sound right when you're putting a guy on the spot. And he doesn't have time to think about it, and it ends up being used against him. I appreciate...
We're not going to do
No. And you know what? A debate has both sides and both opinions, and it's just we appreciate when ours is actually allowed to be illustrated, but in its entirety.
Well, you're being reasonable.
Anyway, thank you.
Yes, and I so much appreciate it. And if you're just joining us, this gentleman is a gun shop owner, and he agrees with a lot of what President Obama said today. 808-0810 is the number. You mean, I don't know, perhaps you may be surprised by that. But I wanted to ask you nationally.
But again, let's also clarify so I don't get beaten by my... side, I agree with the fact that there should be background checks for folks. You know, there should not be a place where somebody can go and both sides maybe have a lack of scruples and they decide that they're just going to sell to one another. That's pretty far-fetched. That should not happen. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it sounds like this might have a pretty dramatic impact at gun shows. There's been a lot of, you know, grumbling over the years that people have the ability in some states to go and, you know.
Very, very few states. Very few states. And again, though, you know, if you have, let's just say that crack cocaine is legal in one city in California and it's illegal in the rest of the state, obviously people are going to go to that one city and get it and spread it out amongst the rest of the state.
One of the
so
networks.
If you do have those hot spots in the United States, that does lead for trafficking of the illegal firearms.
One of the network,
and that should be dealt with.
One of the network news tonight on their broadcast mentioned this website, armslist.com, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, where
sure.
you can buy, it's the biggest on-site web dealership of guns in the United States, where it is legal with no background check to sell to another individual as long as it's in the same state.
So, no. So you could be on arms list right here in California. And again, there is nothing that's going to stop somebody from going and doing something illegally. But that is not legal. You must meet at a dealer, i.e. somebody like me. So if you do, go through that website, Gun Broker, any of them, Cal Guns, and you do find a potential buyer and or seller, you must come to a federal firearms dealer to do the paperwork. Again, I'm speaking for California.
Right, right.
But
well,
I know that that is also,
right.
I know that is also the case in many states, that you just can't walk up and sell a gun to a lot of folks in many states. There are, though. There are states where that happens, but okay. I can only speak to California.
Okay, so Gabe, as a gun shop owner here in California, it sounds like you have come to the center where we wish a lot of America would come. We're either way far right or we're way far left, and we can't seem to get together. What is the answer for the rest of the United States? What do we need to do to get this done?
The answer is I shouldn't say that. I should say a suggestion would be to get guys like De Leon, Gavin Newsom, Feinstein, people that are so far out of their minds as to what it takes to be really, I can't even think of the right word, proficient in coming up with some sort of common ground for everybody. You can't just come in and make a blanket statement of we need to ban. Well, you're just going to push one side to the far right, and the other side's going to retreat to the far left, and you're just going to have a stalemate 24/7.
Politics as usual,
yes.
Which is precisely why the president skirted Congress and decided to do this on his own.
Well, and that's what needed to be done, I suppose. I have to let you go, and I so much appreciate it. Gabe Vaughn, once again, the owner of Sportsman's Arms Gun Shop in Petaluma. Thank you very much, sir, and I wish you a very happy new year.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Just real quick, though, I just would love to be able to, on a last note, for all the folks that are anti-gun, that's great. And, if you don't need guns, you should not have them. But do some diligence before there is more talk. There are so many laws already on the books in California. If you ask any law enforcement, they don't even know where to begin if something is legal or not. There are that many laws already on the books. And we still have rampant violence in major cities. So, again, there should be a better dialogue with people in the know.
Thank you, Gabe, and you are one of them. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye. Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom. We're back with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO A10. Oh, I have something fun that I want to play for you. Now, check this out. So some dude, I think it's a dude, in case you missed it, someone posted an isolated vocal track of Freddie Mercury singing Queen's We Are the Champions over the weekend, and it just goes to prove how amazing his voice was.
But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
Then I need to go on, 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 on.
We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We champions, no time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. We are the champions, my friend.
And And that's not you, Columbia, or Miss Columbia. But we'll get to that in a second. How amazing is that? That's 24 years. Well, he's passed in since 1991 is the year he passed. But that is one of the songs that you don't dare sing unless you can nail it. It's one of the most difficult songs to sing. So to hear Freddie Mercury's, you know, isolated track is a pretty incredible thing. Okay, let's see here. A couple things that I want to get to. So Steve Harvey, I know that you know this, but, I mean, he's finally fessing up and talking about it. Yes, we all remember what happened with the Miss Universe contest when he made the big accident. And, you know, he said the winner was... It was Miss Columbia. You know, well, here it was.
There are two women left, Columbia and Philippines. One of you is about to become our new Miss Universe. If for any reason she is unable to fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take her place. Good luck to both of you. Miss Universe 2015 is... Columbia!
All right, so we've been talking about this, and of course, that was a big mistake. I'll play the correction in a second. But nonetheless, over New Year's, and apparently, and as I mentioned, we've talked about this so many times. This is such a big deal in other parts of the world, especially in South America. You know, they have parades, they shut down the streets, there are fireworks celebrations. It's not New Year's Eve, it's who wins Miss Universe. That's how big of a deal it is. Okay, so when it was screwed up, it was monumental. So on New Year's, the Colombians, apparently they have this tradition of getting piñatas of bad things that have happened in the past year. And no, it was not Obama and it was not Donald Trump. They were burning effigies of Steve Harvey to cast out the bad aspersions cast upon them by his huge universal mistake. So all of these effigies of Steve Harvey, poor dude. I mean, you know, to see that, it must have been crazy. So anyway, there was this rumor that it was a publicity stunt, and he responded to that.
Why the hell would I do that? What I do not participate in is a bunch of BS. Mm-hmm. You want to do a publicity stunt, you do it yourself. I'm already famous. Do you really think I wanted to be famous like this?
No, I don't think he wanted to be famous like that. I know he enjoys being famous and making all those bucks. But nonetheless, here he is talking about what happened when he made the mistake.
I read what was in the teleprompter, then I read what was on the card. The difference being, on the card, it said first runner up. I said the name that was on the card. So when I walked off, everything was cool. Guy came up to me and said, over here, Mr. Harvey, we're going to place you and Rosalind Sanchez here for the closing. And then after that, all hell broke loose. I tried to fix it right there. And so when I did it, it was horrible. Yeah. It was horrible for Miss Columbia. And she's the only one I haven't had a chance to talk to. I've had a chance to talk to Miss Philippines. Mm-hmm. I've talked to all the pageant people. Mm-hmm. I've talked to people backstage running. Even me and the director had a long conversation, but I haven't been able to reach out.
Right. And these countries, including Philippines, they're all saying that, you know, he should not be working next year's pageant. But he signed a 2-year deal, so he will be working the pageant next year. And I do believe deservedly so. Okay. All right. A couple other things that I wanted to mention. If you're a music fan, oh, my God, Chinese democracy. Yes, they will have democracy in China before I ever believe that this is going to happen. Guns N' Roses and LCD Sound System are headlining Coachella. But it's official that Axl Rose and Slash are reuniting with Guns N' Roses to headline Coachella in April. It's been confirmed this afternoon. Now, do I believe it? Not yet. Not yet. Because although it was announced yesterday, Axl Rose only his only confirmation was his love of Taco Bell. So I'll believe it when I see it. It goes back to Chinese democracy. And I think there will be democracy in China before these people ever get together. And by the way, at this point, I guess I want to see them But I mean, they're getting older, and well, I guess that doesn't matter. I mean, there are the Rolling Stones. They're 100 years old, and I would still love to see them at any time, at any point. Matter of fact, they're not coming to, I think they're coming to NorCal, but not to San Francisco. Yeah, there's some kind of old grudge. Heather knows what it is, but Heather is out this week. Nonetheless, yeah, why not? We'll see if it happens, but don't hold your breath, even though it's official. Now, perhaps they need a payday. I would think at this point, and by the way, Steve Perry is talking about big groups that used to be huge, now not getting back together with Journey, but he is putting out an album, a brand new CD in April. So if you're a big Steve Perry fan, it's been a while. Steve Perry will reappear in March of this year in just a couple months. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with the good news. And this is really weird good news. So, well, stand by for weird. Why not? It's the Drex Radio Show, and that's what we do in the late night, late show wrap up on KGOA 10.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
One of the most anticipated tours in rock history. It's the reuniting of Guns and Roses.
Welcome to the jungle.
Axl / Matt Duff. And to kick it all off, Axl Rose will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight.
Already canceled.
And just announced, GNR will headline this year's Coachella Music Festival.
Actually, tentatively scheduled, not confirmed.
And coming soon, a North American tour. Doors will open for all shows at 6 p.m.
Show could start anywhere from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. or if Axl shows up at all.
Get ready for the tour of the year.
Specific year, unconfirmed.
Guns N' Roses.
Band may perform under different name or member lineup.
Oh, my God. Again, I'll believe it when I hear it, when I see it. I don't know. I wonder if that's true, if he's going to be, if any of them are going to be on Kimmel tonight. I'll have to take a look. By the way, we were speaking of heavy metal. Back in the day, somebody put out a compilation of unintentionally funny news reports about heavy metal. And most of it comes from the 80s when people were actually afraid of it, probably not in the Bay Area. I know we weren't when I was working at KSJL at war with KOME. Was that ever fun? Take a listen to this.
Good evening. They'll be rocking and rolling in Jackson a week from Saturday.
They'll be doing it to the beat of a different drum, heavy metal music.
What can city commissioners do when a death fest comes to town? Not much, it seems.
One thing is for sure, Satan sells. No matter how you slice it, it's not the heavy metal bands like Black Sabbath and Kiss that are losing money in the current record industry depression. In fact, some new groups seem to be picking up that satanic smell of success. Is this a ridiculous notion, or is Satan rampant in rock?
His mother says he was a normal, happy boy until he became obsessed with black metal music.
I want to see it banned. I want to see it off the face of the earth.
It's been associated with satanic worship, suicide, and animal sacrifice. But is death metal music just hype or something that could actually hurt your kids?
Certain kinds of musical expressions have the potential to serve as a medium for evil spirits to work through.
Okay, so do you know, now you know, okay, if you're young, if you're a millennial, what we had to put up with when we were your age? Because let me tell you something. A lot of people who are older have no idea what EDM is. They don't have a clue. So you're really lucky if you're a millennial and you're into EDM. We don't know. I mean, I do because I'm supposed to know. All right? But your parents probably don't know, and that's a good thing because that's what was going on in the 80s. It's the work of the devil. Oh, my God. How did our son land in California, in San Francisco, working on that god-awful rock station, KSJO? It's the work of the devil. And it was. Until I spent 2 hours bumper-sticking KOME's van in the middle of the night after an Eddie and the Tide and Fix concert at the Cow Palace. Yeah. Yes, there might have been some alcohol involved with that. And we went through thousands and thousands of bumper stickers methodically. There were three of us. And it took hours. We covered everything on that van. I'll never forget. It was one of those things you wake up the next morning. It's like, yikes. And then that was before there were cell phones. So just the house phone kept ringing. And I had three roommates because I lived in San Jose. And eventually one of them answered and they said, it's your general manager on the phone. I don't know. You need to. And I said, oh, yikes. Drex, come to the station now. Click. I got to the radio station. I walk in and I go into the general manager's office and he says, do you know who this gentleman is? I said, no, I have no idea. Well, that's the general manager to KOME. Is there anything you'd like to say to him? I forget what I said, but I'm pretty sure I said I'm really sorry. Yeah, there you go. One way or another. And then we were given a choice. Either we remove them ourselves or we pay to have them removed. And then I remember the general manager making the decision for us. Oh, don't worry. Him and his cohorts are going to be paying for it out of their next paychecks. So just send us the bill and it'll be taken care of, Mr. KOME, Mr. Erectus. What can I say? Those were the good old days. So, you know, if you're young and you have your electronic dance music, the good news is nobody knows what it is the work of. It's actually the work of a good thing. It's all peace-filled and hippie-ish, and God bless you. You should be happy that people my age don't know. On that note, we'll wrap it up. Have a good night. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Business owner, tax season probably has you pretty stressed out. Preparing your employees' tax forms is a painstaking task. Worse yet, did you know 1 in 3 small businesses pay a penalty to the IRS every year because of mistakes on their payroll taxes? Don't be a statistic. Switch to SurePayroll.com and your payroll taxes are paid and filed automatically for you. You've got enough on your mind. You shouldn't have to worry about complicated tax laws. Let SurePayroll make the process fast, easy, and affordable. You can even run payroll on your smartphone. Go to SurePayroll.com and get a free custom price quote for your household, small business, or nanny payroll. And for a limited time, call now and get 2 months for free. Call 800-768-2033. That's 800-768-2033. 800-768-2033. And mention 2FREE. 800-768-2033.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high.